The Nipissing Lakers varsity women's hockey team came up short against the Ryerson Rams on Wednesday night in a battle of two nationally ranked U-Sport women's hockey teams. However, it was the visiting Rams that came out on top, winning 4-1 at Memorial Gardens. "We got embarrassed in our own rink by a team that wanted it more," Lakers coach Darren Turcotte stated post-game. "I let my foot off the gas after we were 4-0. I will definitely take some responsibility in the poor performance tonight. It should be obvious to everyone now that if you approach any game in our league not ready to outwork your opposition, you are just setting yourself up for unfavorable results." The Lakers, who sit fifth in the country, and the Rams, who are 10th, were hosting the first half of a home-and-home series against the Rams, which caps off the first half of the season. The teams went just over 17 minutes of scoreless hockey before the Rams found the back of the net off the rush, making it 1-0. That lone goal was all the offense for the first period, as the Rams outshot the Lakers 9-7. In the middle frame, both teams had their chances, but like the first, there was nothing to report in terms of offense. Chances at both ends, unfortunately, didn't result in goals for either side, and the score remained 1-0 Rams after two periods of play. Shots were 11-9 in favor of the Rams and still favored Ryerson through the second, 20-16. In the third, the Lakers were able to kill off an early penalty, but the Rams struck shortly after, with 13:32 left in the period, to go up 2-0. The Rams added to their lead seconds after a Lakers power play ended and just passed the midway point of the period, making it 3-0 on the team's 23rd shot of the night. The Lakers got back in the game late in the period as Brianna Gaffney continued her hot start to the season, finding the back of the net. Caitlin Heppner drew the lone assist on the goal. The Rams sealed their win with an empty netter with 2:33 left in the third. Lakers goaltender Chantel Sandquist finished with 25 in the saves, while the Lakers fired 23 at the Rams' net. The loss drops the Lakers' record to 4-1 on the season. The teams are back at it Saturday in Toronto to wrap up the semester. Puck drop is set for 4 p.m. at the Mattamy Athletic Center.